This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. It's the bit where we talk to you before you listen back to the show.
Do you know my least favourite words?
What?
Ever? You don't have to be mad to work here, but it helps.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. I just think these are like things that are around offices or around houses. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, mom's kitchen. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Or shit in the bathroom, on the back door of the bathroom.
Yeah, it's so live, laugh, love.
The live, laugh, loves that were in my house, my housemate that used to, before she moved out. Oh, she wasn't even out the estate. Bye. The live, laugh, loves were down in the bin. I was like, get out of my house.
My housemate got this thing from someone, like a gift from like a relative or something. And it was like, it was a picture of a woman like with her arms up, and she was the caption was, "I've ran out of fucks to give."
Oh, shit.
It was framed. And she was like, "You can have that now." And my housemate was like, "What the fuck am I meant to do with this?" And her mom saw it, was like, "That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Can I have that?" And she was like, "You can, ma'am. There you go."
Brilliant. It's very Prosecco o'clock.
It's so Prosecco o'clock.
Oh. I have a friend whose mom loves the live, laugh, loves. Her kitchen is just dotted with them. Every look you're taking a new one. It's just not overwhelming, but just so trash, like so shit.
No, isn't it scary that, like, do you think we'll become like that?
I wonder, will we? Like,
not live, laugh, love, but will there be an equivalent that only our generation lasts and the younger ones are
there,
like,
already is. There are, like, there is, there's random things like there's things that like Gen Z will make fun of us for.
Sure.
So the millennial pause. Do you know about that one?
No.
Okay.
Is it when you're videoing?
When you're videoing on Instagram and it's right before and you click the button, but millennials think that you have to wait a second. You don't. So you can just go click, hello, what's the story? But most millennials would go click, hi. Do you know what I mean?
That's
what.
Oh my God, I love that they call it the millennial pause.
Millennial pause, yeah.
Pause, sorry, but pause.
Hey. I'm just going to see if I do it naturally. Hey.
You do the breath.
Yeah, I have the millennial pause. I'm also Gen Z though, so it doesn't.
Whenever I go
to. No, you're not.
I am.
We've established that you're not, Ashling.
Whenever I go to record, so I'll go, so we's just after doing this. So I don't know why it's not. So I don't do the pause.
No.
I'll always, as soon as I have my thing down. But the only reason I don't do it is because I'm so hyper aware that I don't want to be seen as like a boomer.
Well, I do love that now you can edit the length of your stories after you do it on Instagram. Which is
so great. You can actually just remove them.
The other thing that Gen Z make fun of millennials for is, you know, again, it goes back to Instagram when we're videoing and we zoom into our faces. Because I do that all the time.
Do they? They like that?
They're like, why do millennials do that so much? Every time they think something is funny, they'll zoom in on their face.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, I'm my friend's mom and all the shit. All
right, here we go.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Hello. Welcome.
Oh, what's going on? I always feel like Tuesday's the best day of the week.
Oh, yeah. It's peak, isn't it?
It's top tier.
It's vibe.
Top tier.
Oh, it's a slay.
It's a slay.
It's just a slay.
Just so you know, I think they're being sarcastic. They famously hate Tuesdays.
But we're here and we're up and that's all that matters.
Monday wasn't too bad though. We had a good, we got some medals in the Olympics.
Oh, we did. Yeah, absolutely. I thought you were going to say about the weather, which was also stunning.
And by the way, we didn't get medals in the Olympics.
Oh, Yeah, we went just over to France and got a couple of medals there. Yeah,
flew back in for the show.
We just popped over.
Yeah, I'm starting to really annoy my boyfriend Alex because he's not mad into the Olympics, or else like there's just too many good Americans to care that much.
Okay.
Whereas I'm very into it and I'm really enjoying watching the Irish and all the different random sports. So I've like little like alarms on my phone with all the various events. So we're like in the middle of Better Call Saul and I'm like, oh, the slalom. Yeah. Gotta get the slalom on
get
now.
That canoe
He's
on.
Like, so anyway, yesterday we put on Mona for the swimming and it was unbelievable.
It was so good,
wasn't
it?
So good.
I didn't even know that there was like Irish action last night. I wasn't following it like you or whatever, but we just put it on to be like, we watched a bit of the Olympics and then we were like, oh, she's a bit of a thing. That's your one Mona people were talking about. It was brilliant.
Oh,
it was
so
unbelievable,
good.
Yeah.
The very end, like where it was like flat, like because obviously they follow along with the flag that's in the medal position.
Yeah.
And then the end, it was like flashing all the different flags.
It was
and then
insane.
She did it by.
It was so, so good.
And yesterday we were only talking about that men's race that finished within 0.02 of a second.
Yes. Yeah.
And she won by 0.01 of a second.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. It was so, so good.
It's the first medal Ireland have got for swimming since 1996.
Yeah.
This morning, which is
mad.
Incredible.
yeah. Amazing. Yeah, so happy for her. Did a big stalk on Instagram over then.
Oh, yeah, I went back to 2018 to see how, how the training's been going.
Yeah, what she's been doing.
And just so you can say, yeah, I've followed her for years. Do you know what she was doing in 2018? Yeah. I do.
She was on that great holiday. Looked really, really nice. Yeah. Really
lovely
liked
dog.
Her
lovely dog.
Lovely dog. Let's talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe because there has been some news. Oh, yeah. It's news that honestly kind of confuses me.
So why are you bringing
it? I know the gist. I know everything that's going on, but it's still confusing.
Okay.
It's very, very bizarre.
Okay.
I've never seen movies more confusing than the Marvel movies. They did that whole, you know, multi-universe thing. So if someone dies in one world, they might not be dead in another world. Okay. Ooh, they could still be alive.
I wouldn't be able.
Only person who doesn't ever seem to be alive in the other worlds is Uncle Ben. And that's just a little Marvel nerdy joke from me to you listening if you're a Marvel fan.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Uncle Ben was Spider-Man's uncle.
Okay.
Okay. And he's dead in every universe.
And he made the rice.
That was him. Yeah. Anyway, I want to take you back to 2008 when a movie by the name of Iron Man came out. One of the best movies in the franchise, in my opinion. Casted absolutely perfectly too, with Iron Man or Tony Stark being played by Robert Downey Jr. Right, Iron Man went on to be in loads of Marvel movies, including Avengers Endgame, which, by the way, I'm about to spoil in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Iron Man sacrifices himself for the Avengers, who are a team of superheroes, and he dies. And there's a big funeral, and it's all very sad. Okay, like this is a big thing that happens in Marvel's Avengers Endgame.
And right? You've seen this?
Yeah, yeah. This is out like since 2020.
Something.
Yeah.
2020.
Oh, yeah. I think it's 2020.
And have you seen all the Marvel movies or most of them?
Like 99% of them. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm a big fan of them. I love them. But they are confusing.
I've been dragged to one of the date about 6 years ago. I swear I've never wanted to. I don't know.
They're just not for you, no?
Oh, it was absolutely horrendous.
Emma can't even speak with her eyes open when she talks about Marvel movies.
Anyway, so Iron Man dies, right? There's a big funeral. It's all very sad. Robert Downey Jr. has left the MCU, or the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Hence the funeral at the end of Endgame. However, Comic-Con this year, right? Marvel held a cast unveiling for their new movie Avengers Doomsday, which is happening in 2026, right? Someone is wearing Doctor Doom's outfit with the mask. They step forward, they take off the mask, and you guessed it, it's Robert Downey Jr.
Holy moly.
I know.
But he's Iron Man.
I know.
And he's dead.
All right. So he's going to play Doctor Doom, and the crowd go insane. Like, this is huge news. He literally is Tony Stark in that second.
Gotcha.
But he's not, he's Doctor Doom. He takes off the mask and he holds his arms out wide, and the crowd go ballistic.
So like, in this case, is Iron Man actually dead and he's come back playing a different character?
What I'd imagine is happening is this is set in a different universe. I'd imagine what's also going to happen in the movie is that they will realise, hey, that's Tony Stark. And your man's going to be like, I've literally never heard of that person. I'm Doctor Doom. Oh. Do you know what I mean?
So because it's in a different world. Your man Downey Jr. a gig.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he said he wouldn't return to the MCU, and then he said he wouldn't return to the MCU unless the Russo brothers were directing. And they got the Russo brothers to direct, because the Russo brothers directed Endgame and Avengers, I want to say Age of Ultron as well.
God, Dave, you're such a nerd. I did not know you had all this information in your brain.
Total nerd. But yeah, so they did those two movies. They brought in $4.5 billion for Disney, right? So Robert Downey Jr. was like, right, fine, I'll come back if they're directing.
Yeah.
Which they are. But also, he's getting $80 million for the movie.
Whoa!
$80 million?
Yeah. He's also getting a private jet, and wherever he wants to go, he can on the private jet.
No.
He's also getting a security team, a full-on team dedicated to him.
Stop, he's getting $80 million.
He's also getting a whole camp of trainers.
To get him into shape.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wouldn't care.
Even on set. It's just a giant team is just going to be following Robert Downey Jr. at all times.
That's kind of annoying.
I actually hate that too.
See, he's the highest paid Marvel actor. Honestly deserved. He's amazing.
That must be one of the highest fees for any actor in any movie ever.
Yeah, I think it
could
be.
Surely, that's insane.
But it's Robert Downey Jr. You give him what he wants.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you give him that kind of carry on?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen him in tons of stuff. It's good in Oppenheimer. I would,
yeah, he won an Oscar for that.
He did.
I wouldn't know him if he walked down the street.
Yeah. You wouldn't know Robert Downey Jr. if he walked down the street.
Emma, I don't think I would. Would.
What was he in that I know?
Iron Man.
Oppenheimer.
Didn't know.
He was the black and white.
He was in Iron Man 2.
No good to me.
End game.
No.
Iron Man 3.
No.
Remember the one where he died in Endgame?
No, no. Means nothing to me, man, I swear to God. Here's Teddy Swims. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I want to tell you about a new TV show coming to Channel 4. It's a bit of me.
I love Channel 4 TV shows. Please tell me all.
Yeah, I would love to be on their marketing. Or not their marketing. Sorry, they're like brainstorming sessions.
They've great variety. Yeah.
I remember I watched one on Channel 4 about a kid who constantly smelled like fish.
Brilliant.
And I was like, that is the most Channel 4 thing I've ever heard. Sorry, please, you're what okay. Is this new one?
This show is a thing technically coming to More 4, and it's a search to find the UK's knitting champion.
Oh, wow. It's right up your street.
Love it. It sounds like the bake-off of knitting, and it's going to be called The Game of Wool.
Class.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It'll see 10 knitters taking on a series of complex challenges to win a money can't buy prize. Don't know what it is yet. And it's going to be judged by fashion designers and filmed in rural Scotland.
What Fabulous. Is a money can't buy prize for fans
for a knitter.
Knitting.
Yeah. I don't know. Golden needles. Yeah. You can probably just buy them. Each week, contestants will take on two challenges. There'll be the big knit, where they work on a complex project as part of a team.
The big knit.
And the wee knit, which is kind of like an individual knitting challenge.
That's where they go to County Louth.
Yeah,
and
the
they knit
county.
There.
What would you say, Ash, being a knitter yourself, would be the what could you make as part of a team? A blanket?
Well, this is the thing that in this article that I've read, they're going to be knitting not just like blankets and jumpers, crazy things, okay? So they're going to be knitting things like homewares, sculptures, jewellery, furniture and shoes.
Whoa.
How can you knit jewellery?
Don't know, but that's why we're looking for the champions of knitters here.
That like, sounds deadly.
No scarves here. And as a cool girl who enjoys the beautiful game of knitting, I have some ideas as to what the different challenges might be. Please. In this knitting challenge show, okay? So these are the challenges I think I'd like to see, maybe as the wee knits of the week. One being a game called Wool or Not, where contestants are blindfolded and by touch alone they must identify if what they're feeling is wool or one of many decoys such as noodles, tagliatelle, worms, strawberry eating laces or an Ethernet cable. Fun.
All things that famously feel very alike.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Like, ooh, what or not? I don't know.
All long.
Will you get the Ethernet cable? That's noodles, you tick.
I'd like a game called Is It a Bird? Is It a Plane? No, It's Wool. Where knitters must knit an object that flies.
Like off a building.
Yeah, like okay. Has like a certain like, distance.
What's the name again?
Is it a kite?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's wool.
Sounds like a really good challenge.
Thank you. Knit talk, where you must knit a poncho while doing various TikTok dances.
Love.
At
love,
the same
love,
time.
Love.
I like this one. I think this will be fun. Fastest fingers first, okay? Mm. We take a large knitted square. One person starts at the bottom unraveling while the other person's at the top continuously knitting.
It's like a chaser for knitters.
Exactly. You have to stave off the unraveler and knit as long as you can.
Oh, I'd be watching.
That's fun, right?
That is good.
Yeah. And then my last challenge for the knitters is called Meow No, where contestants are set a challenge to knit the quickest meter long scarf as possible while being locked in a room with five cats.
Okay.
All of whom have the zoomies.
Meow.
How fun.
I'm so on board. I did have one challenge idea.
Go on.
Right, I'd love them all to be like, they're not allowed to speak and they're all in a circle knitting one thing together.
Oh, very good. And but they don't know,
but
what,
they
it
don't
is.
Know what it is. They just have to keep going.
That's exciting.
I think we could run this show better than More 4.
Agreed.
Honestly.
Honestly, I don't think any of their challenges are going to be at the same level.
Channel 4, hit us up.
Yeah. Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No, it's no, wool.
It's wool. Top tier. Here is Post Malone, Morgan Wallen. It's called I Had Some Help. Jazzy on the show before 8. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You'll get this thing
that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Post Malone. and Morgan Wallen, and I had some help on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Shoot.
Target, being the convenience store in the States, themselves and Post Malone may have a little bit of beef going on. Probably not, I'm sure. Target, if you don't know, is essentially, I had a ball in Target. It's in the one place my housemate Emer, when I went to New York, wanted to picture outside was Target.
It's like a TK Maxx type of vibe, isn't it?
I have it down as like a TK Maxx, a Middle Island Lidl and a massive Boots, kind of all in
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very
but also
good.
The snack section.
Yeah,
you
can get food, yeah.
Fancy deals.
Yeah, exactly. It's that's kind of the vibe. Anyway, they accidentally, it was totally not malicious, they accidentally leaked the full track list and all the collaborations for Post Malone's new album with the pre-order in their stores.
How the hell did
they obviously had access and were told to say display on a certain date, and some poor lad probably in our experience threw it up or whatever.
Well, like, oh my just God. Like a full on poster of it.
Not ideal. There's a lot of country names on there that I've never heard of, the likes of Tim McGraw, don't know him.
Oh yeah, Tim McGraw.
Jenny Rowles, a big deal.
No idea.
No. Lainey Wilson.
No.
We know Brad Paisley. That's a name I think.
I've heard of it. I know Brad Pitt more.
I know Paisley shirts.
And Dolly Parton.
Woo!
It Spins, fully charged, recharged.
Ven B and Goddard's A Messy in Heaven on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. So we caught up with Jazzy last week. I have never interviewed Jazzy before.
Neither have I.
And she's so like dope, like, do you know what I mean? It's just weird.
I'm not even going to say either of I, because that's very obvious.
Jazzy from Crumlin, and a few years back she was working away in Tesco, teamed up with Belters Only on Make Me Feel Good, then had her own solo single Giving Me, which just stormed charts. We caught up with her, as I mentioned last week, she was in Ibiza on a beach, if you don't mind.
Just sunbathing.
It was a real tease.
Yeah, it was.
It was awful.
And the weather was crap here last week.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, us sitting here, her and Ibiza, says it all really.
Yep.
Let's hear our catch up with Jazzy.
Hey, Spin, I'm Jazzy. With Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin.
We're being joined from Ibiza. It's Jazzy.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, gal?
Hello. I'm very good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're great.
Good.
Living it
well,
up.
Well, we're not that good. We're not in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hot at the moment.
Were you DJing last night?
I wasn't DJing last night, no. The night before that, I was in Amnesia. I was supporting Sonny Federa, first time playing there, so I really enjoyed it.
Ah, listen, you're on the up, gal. Let's talk about the new single, Makeup, first of all. I know you're in Ibiza now, and you're sporting a beachy look, but you do claim in the song you get up every day and you put on your makeup. I certainly have bailed on all of that, but are you a makeup queen? Do you love doing yourself up in the mornings?
I do. I mean, as well, I feel like in the song there's some parts, and I'm sure you can hear it, but like it comes from another place. I don't know about you, but you know, on those days where you just don't feel like getting up or doing anything, for me, I'm always like, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna make myself look good, and I'm gonna go out and get stuff done, you know. So it kind of comes from a place of that as well.
Do you know what I always find too, actually, now that you say that, I feel like when I have makeup on, I don't automatically feel tired the same way, because you can't touch your face the same way for comfort or rub your eyes or anything. Really? Kind of keeps you more alert.
Sure, yeah.
Something the lads wouldn't know.
You're obviously in Ibiza at the moment. Let's bring you back a couple of years, or actually not even that long ago, to Tesco. Is there anything you miss about Tesco? The simplicity of it, maybe? Because I used to work in Dunn's, and I kind of miss doing them. The face-offs at the end of the day, chatting to people at the tills.
I'm telling you, I still go to the Tesco that I worked at. It's quite close to me, home. But honestly, all those little things, that's where the shop was quiet and you were just going around doing little bits. It really was very simple and relaxing, I guess. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not enjoying myself at the moment, but yeah, those little things.
As she said,
you heard it here first. Jazzy wants to go back to Tesco.
Yeah.
Give it all up.
I doubt that. And Jazzy, what is it like now when you go home to Crumlin? Do you feel like, are you recognised more there than anywhere else, or are you still like able to be slightly anonymous?
I feel like Dublin in general is probably like the bigger one for me.
Yeah. You can't move.
Yeah. No, I definitely get stopped a lot on the streets now, but it's lovely, you know, people are just supporting.
And where's the most random place that you've been recognised, like, in the world?
I can't think of anywhere crazy at the moment, to be honest. I get recognised a little bit wherever I go, you know, because I'm going there for a gig, so usually there's people that are going to know me.
That are going to see you there, yeah. Are you getting recognised there now on the beach? Is anyone glancing over at you?
There's no one here.
You're not being annoyed by Paps just yet.
No, not yet.
That's a lovely place to be. We'll play a little game with you, Jazzy. We love with our guys playing a little game, a punny game with your name. So let's see how this goes. Just think kind of quick fire-ish. So instead of Jazz Degree, did you go to college?
I didn't.
Okay, you didn't need to.
Okay, here we go with Jazz C. Do you speak any Spanish, being in Ibiza?
Very little.
Right, go on, give us a few.
Yeah, give us a blast.
Hola.
Oh, Jesus, hola, ¿cómo está, Jazz? Muy bien.
That's a bit weird.
Did you ever see that TikTok viral video that went viral, your man Jack Swift being like, dos chocolate blanco, yeah, bag them cookie.
Yeah, we love Jack.
We love Jack Swift, but that's you, Jazzy, I like it.
Fair play. Jazz Hansy, have you ever done a musical, Jazzy?
I have, actually.
Go on.
I've done Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh,
I was the Fiddler.
Were you? Oh, because you played the violin, I read, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That is sick. I didn't know that.
So you were you actually on a roof, or was this like a low budget affair?
No, well, they built a good enough roof. I was up high enough that I was scared.
At what age were you?
I was about 17 or 18, I think. Right.
Was this in school, or was this like an actual theatre, like society?
Well, it was a theatre society kind of related to the orchestra that I would have been in. So.
Oh, cool.
Class. Do you still play the violin?
I can do. I haven't played in a while now, so I'm probably a bit dusty, but you never forget.
You bet. That'd be pretty cool somehow mixed into one of your tracks, wouldn't it? 100%. A bit of a violin, yeah?
Absolutely. I have to get that done.
Jazz Spree, favourite place to shop for your clothes?
I mean, I like a big indoor shopping centre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get all the bits done.
Anything specific?
Yeah. Blanche.
I do you know what? I like the one in London called Westfield. It's quite nice.
Oh, yeah, it's massive, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really big. It has lots of stuff in there.
Very nice. Jazz, tell us your worst joke.
Oh, no.
I love putting
or your best.
Now. Or your best. Yeah, or your
best. Or your best, Jazzy.
I'm gone blank.
That's okay.
No, it's not. Yeah, we are going to wait here until you come up with the joke. No, it's fine.
No, we will move on.
No, no one has ever.
Yeah,
everyone I've ever interviewed, I asked that question to, and they're always put on the spot. And they're like, I can't think of a single joke.
And then they're like, I'm never going on spin again.
I'll have one for next time.
Yeah, okay, deal.
All right, Topazzy. Jazzy, is your car unleaded or diesel?
I actually don't drive.
No way.
Have your license.
That's a true dub.
No, I don't have a license. I can't drive, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sure there is a driving instructor who would only love to teach you.
I was about to learn last year and then stuff got kind of crazy and I actually missed my theory test because I wasn't around for
it. Nice.
Being in your theory test and being like, Jazzy was sitting beside me.
Jazzy, listen, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. Congrats on everything you've done so far and all that's to come, and best luck with the new track Makeup, etc. And thanks for joining us on Spin this morning.
Thank you, guys. It was lovely chatting to you.
Thanks, Jazzy.
Thanks, Jazzy.
Good luck.
Hello. Go ahead now.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is Spin's Fully Charged.
With Emma, David, Ashley.
Good morning.
What's
Welcome
happening?
To Tuesday.
Hey, how are there. We? Lads, yous are going to be so proud of me.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Did you eat a vegetable?
No, let's not go that far.
Did you kiss a girl?
Did you change your underpants?
That's okay. This is a bad idea.
Did you brush your teeth?
This is a really bad idea. I'm going to say it really quick so you don't have any. I went for a run.
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh. Come on!
It lasted 6 minutes and I stopped 3 times.
Well done.
But I went for a run.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Are you running shoes or are you going around your Air Max?
I bought.
The feet?
He 100% went the Air Force.
He probably went as Converse. Like.
No, I didn't. I went in. I bought shoes that I thought were for running. They're not really. But like they're better than the Air Force ones. They're a lot lighter.
Yeah.
So they are kind of for running, but just not long distances, which is fine.
Because that suits you the most.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you going to build up or is that it done?
Oh, that's probably me done. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little bit of a cat. Sometimes I get the zoomies. Do you know what I mean? And I was sitting there on the couch last night and everyone had gone to bed.
What time was your first run?
About 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
But everyone had gone to bed because they'd been out the day before. They'd been in bits the whole day, so they went to bed early.
Right.
So I was just sitting there watching the Olympics and I was just like, God, I feel really bad about myself because I was watching Olympians.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll do something. I'll go for a run. So I went for a run around the block. 2 minutes, walk for a minute. 2 minutes, walk for a minute, 2 minutes, and then I was back home. It was grand.
Okay, though, because that's what, like, Couch to 5K is, like, wanted to do. Like, it is good to take your breaks.
The idea is that you do interval training, so well done.
Mm, yes, thank
Callum.
You.
Can I give you a suggestion as
Please.
A man who loves fitness myself?
Yeah.
No, but you. I had an idea in my mind. You know how you were saying that you had the zoomies.
Yeah.
Instead of going through them, why don't you just act like a cat in your own house? When I had my cat in the middle of the night, I mean like at 3 a.m., there would be deathly silence. You'd be all asleep.
Yeah.
And all you would hear would be this. You should do that, please.
I will.
Stairs.
That sounds good.
Next time, just run around your house like a cat.
Yeah, perfect. I'm going to do that and break everything. And yeah, it's going to be good.
You're listening to Spin, Summer's number one hit music station.
Ah, here.
What is going on?
Oh, thank God that didn't go.
In case you listening don't know, I can be a bit of a Grinch when it comes to anything Christmas.
I forgot about that.
And
yeah.
Last year I had to make a pledge on the show to promise that I wouldn't spoil Christmas for everyone listening to the show with being negative all around Christmas time, and I had to buy in and be a part of it and not be mean.
To embrace it.
Exactly. So I made that pledge and I stuck to it last year, but I tell you now, I won't be doing that this year.
Oh no.
I've been rubbed up the wrong way already.
It's
and we're
July.
At the end of July.
What?
Well, what is worse, you know what drives me mad is when you walk into Dundrum to do your bits in like mid-September and there's a Christmas tree up. I'm like, nah, I'm out. You've just annoyed me now. That's the whole season gone for me. Well, what's worse than Christmas trees...
Before Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. What's worse than Christmas trees going up in shopping centres in September? Christmas starting next month.
Stop.
I mean August.
Yeah, it always does.
No. This is a kind of a unique situation for one seaside town in the UK.
I'm pretty sure Christmas is like a four-month thing.
I know, it's getting like that, isn't it?
Well, they are incredibly desperate for some tourism. At Bridlington in East Yorkshire, they're going to host a range of Christmassy activities for what they're calling, this is the worst PR thing in the whole world.
Go on.
They're calling it Bridmas Day.
It's called Bridlington
and they're calling it Bridmas.
Yeah. But why is it in August?
Exactly, it's in August 7th because their idea is they do well in the summertime because it's a beachy spot.
Right.
Terrible spot in the wintertime, apparently. Wouldn't see anyone around. So they're trying to show these people who are going to the beach building sandcastles what it's like to be there at Christmas time.
Wow.
So they're doing a big Christmas day on the 7th of August.
Imagine your theme is Christmas. It's terrible.
Imagine getting out of the car, getting your buckets and spades and your towels with your mum and dad heading down and there's just Santa's everywhere looking at you.
Oh no.
I'd be really confused. This includes they're doing a screening of Elf?
No!
Love!
Leave
I
it
love
out.
Elf.
Yeah. They're doing, this is very questionable, Merry Snacks.
As and in like, is it supposed to what, berry
pigs,
snacks? Like
I don't know. Maybe
like
an
pigs
owlet.
And blankets and all
maybe
that.
Maybe that stuff, yeah. While you're on the beach. Like,
do you know what?
Give me a round.
I'm actually coming around on this. sounds great.
They're also doing festive beach activities. All I can think of is like sand art instead of snowmen.
This sounds like
Australia.
An Australian who just misses having Christmas on the beach.
Yeah. Sandballs instead of snowballs. You could replace your ice skating with, I don't know, surfing.
Sandballs. Why have I never thought of that?
They also, Ash, bit of you, they have a local panto. Actually, you're not into panto, are you?
Yes, she is.
Very good. The crew from Jack and the Beanstalk sounds to me that they do the same panto every year in this spot. They're going to appear around the town. And the land train... Cool. As opposed to what, a sea train? We'll play festive tunes and landmark venues will be dressed up with festive decorations. As I said, it looks like this town is pretty desperate, okay? It's about 28 miles north of Hull and it's got a lot of mixed reviews, just in the very least.
The town.
Imagine that was your main thing. Our town. We're only 28 miles from Hull.
You see what I mean?
That's the most depressing sentence I've ever heard.
There is a bit of a like empathy here because they are obviously desperate. Some of the reviews, I can see why it's called the old town now. No one's bothered about going to it. Someone else described it as a little sad at the moment, which is awful.
I really hate this whole idea. It's terrible, isn't it?
But if they want a little bit of tourism, I'm there. Get the Christmassy people, because people who love Christmas love Christmas.
Imagine if you're sitting on the beach in Ibiza on your summer holidays and someone walks up to you with a Christmas brochure. Get out of my face, you're blocking the sun.
Right? I love it.
I do think that things are bad enough as they are when it comes to all these. My fear is that if you're doing this in August, what are we going to have? Like a second Halloween here in April?
Yeah.
Or Easter egg hunts in September as well as whenever Easter decides to fall on an annual basis.
Sounds good.
Or April Fool's Day being rolled out weekly. And worse again, Valentine's Day
monthly.
Ugh. Oh, the singles don't like that one.
Here's Benson Boone on Spoon.
Did you just go, ugh?
No, I was like having a little, and I forgot the mics were up.
Sorry. Yawn.
A little mini yawn. Sorry.
With the most buzzy music in the background.
Nathan Daw on Spin, good morning.
A few weeks ago on the show, you guys took us on a journey through some of the most common prompts and comments that you come across on the dating app Hinge.
Oh, yes.
The ones that come up too often, just a bit predictable.
We fixed people's Hinge. Yeah.
You did. And I'm going to do the same. So we had some things like things I can't live without.
Coffee.
Yeah.
And my irrational fear.
Dating apps.
Yeah. Mm.
Just the usual type of things that you guys see all the time.
What I want to do this year, get off this app. Cool.
Yeah. So my friend
people
and
are
I,
fed up.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My friend and I were on the train home from Ennis on Sunday. And to pass the time, we decided that we would set her up on Hinge. She'd been on it before, but she deleted it and all the rest. So we set her up with a new profile, and I was like, I really want to play Hinge. I want to have a little swipe. I want to see what people are looking like, what people are saying. It was great crap.
So you never had it really, did you?
No, because when I was single, it was like Tinder really and Bumble.
Yeah.
But Hinge wasn't really a thing. I think Hinge kind of came in like maybe during COVID, did it?
Maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, there was no Hinge when I was
I was in a relationship back then, so.
I'm sorry. So I was very excited to come across maybe somebody I know, and I was excited, and very quickly I could see the trends that you were talking about. Like, I saw a lot of the same types of pictures, types of comments, types of posts, types of prompts, whatever.
Do you understand the frustration even on behalf of your friend when you're looking at a profile and you can't see who even the person is because it's just constant group photos? Like, I don't have the time.
Or they all have their sunglasses on.
Yeah, or you're just kind of like, I've learned nothing about this person because they just like to run.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter. It's just, are they hot?
Yeah, I suppose. She's more looking for a personality. But anyway, I was kind of suggesting different messages that she should send, different replies to the prompts that she should send, and she wasn't biting.
Okay.
On some of the ideas that I had. They were too weird, too random, so she said. But I think I have the answer to Hinge and how to make it easy and accessible for all, and I'd love you guys to hear me out.
Please.
Bear in mind, just for context, Ashley's been in a relationship for about 17 years.
Yeah.
Four.
Right.
4 years?
Yeah.
God. I thought it was much longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so my point is, you really have no business.
Oh, have I let myself go that far?
I feel like I've heard about it for 10 years.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Whenever you see a dog pic, you should reply with woof woof smiley face. That's what I would do.
Okay, so I'm a guy and I can't do that to girls.
I disagree.
Do you?
I think these are universal tips.
Okay, how about that, Dave, then? You get woof woof smiley face to a dog picture. What do you do with that?
Woof woof right back.
Exactly. Oh, then, okay. Now we're on to something. Right, do you know what I'm saying?
I'm a lot more thirsty than most people.
Jesus.
If there's a picture of a car,
Callum's gone.
You reply and say, Hot Wheels! Exclamation mark. Get a conversation going.
Yeah, that is cool.
Dave, are you accepting that one?
Yeah, it's a bit of a throwback, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels, I like it.
If there is any picture of a person with food, you have to reply and go, give me that.
Give me that. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I'm just joking. I think they like that. If there's a pic of them with an older woman, you just reply and go, ma'am or auntie?
Why?
And then you can rule out the sugar mamas.
That's true.
But you also figure out which one's their mam. Handy to know.
For when you meet them, yeah.
Exactly. I've heard that there's kind of an issue with people having like quite old pictures on their profiles.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't tell like whether they still look like that or
some
whatever.
Some of them look like they were taken on like, Nokia 3310.
Yeah, exactly. So to catch them out, I would say, if there's any picture of, say, a lad in a suit or a girl in a long dress, you just reply, Debs? ?
Okay.
And that's how you'll figure out when it was
taken. That might sound like I'm asking them to the Debs, though.
And if so, you'll get your answer. Okay. And that'll be fine. And then lastly, if you're all out of ideas, I just think a perfect reply to any picture is just, where is that?
Where is that? I'm
especially
a big fan.
Especially if it's like them standing just in front of a random hedge.
Yeah.
Like going to a wedding or something. Where is that?
Standing first to spire. Where's that?
Yeah. I challenge you to reply to 10 girls today, Dave, with just where is that?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm more thirsty than most, was not what I was expecting.
Then with a picture of their friend. Who's that?
No, not that one. I think you've misunderstood.
True.
Don't do that.
I've been given dating advice. It's been very helpful for everybody. I got to have a little go on my friend's Hinge the other day, and I now feel qualified to give answers to prompts on Hinge. And I've suggested that the only answer that you really need, or the only message you ever need to send, is just a reply to any photo on anyone's Hinge and just say, where is that?
Okay, so I want to see if you can live, you know, be funny with Hinge. Because obviously you have some ideas for if they're driving, be like Hot Wheels.
Okay.
Or if they're eating food, give me some of that.
Yeah.
Things like that. So here is a girl on Hinge.
Lovely.
Be funny.
Okay.
Just give a first name. It's okay.
You can send a message.
Give the first name. What's her name?
Jeez, I know that girl. Swear to God.
I hate Dublin. It's too small.
Oh my God. Are you serious? I literally know her.
Please don't.
Hey, it's Aisling. Blind to her.
Hey, it's Aisling. How are you? I haven't seen you since college.
Hey, it's Aisling. I haven't seen you since college. Come here. Where's that?
We'd love for you to voice notice this morning on 0877 11103. Here's the thought frame. What moment in Irish pop culture would you like turned into a movie? Right? We love this, right? Because the reason for this is there was big news yesterday in the movie world. It was announced that there is a new Irish film coming, which is all about the incidents at Saipan with Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy.
Very good. Okay.
Brilliant.
So this, I think, will be really, really interesting. A quick gist of what happened in Saipan was Mick McCarthy was manager of the Ireland football team. Roy Keane was on that team as well. He was the captain. Keane was concerned that the training grounds, training preparations, food, flights, etc. were all seriously lacking. Before a training session, they had a cheese sandwich instead of the recommended pasta because the pasta wasn't available. So they had cheese sandwiches, and that was what they did before training.
Is this while they were over in Saipan?
In Saipan, yeah. Players were in business class on flights. All managements were in first class. So that was obviously creating some divides as well. Mm-hmm. Training facilities were poor. Unfortunately, Mick McCarthy, he had a very kind of vocal player in his team, which was Roy Keane, and he went mad about it. Yeah, and they were going to the World Cup. Roy believed they could win the World Cup. Right, Mick McCarthy was looking at the World Cup as a little bit of a holiday.
Okay.
It seemed.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It seemed, yeah.
He was just kind of wasn't really. He was like, it's Ireland. We're not going to win the fucking thing. You know what I mean? So he was just like, sure, look. Anyway, Roy went mad at Mick McCarthy. Mick went mad at Roy, sent him home. Our captain and our most dedicated player sent home before the World Cup. This is the biggest story of the time. Everyone in the World Cup, it overshadowed the World Cup, this whole story. Everyone was talking about it.
Outside of Ireland as well.
International news. This was absolutely mad. Overshadowed everything. Anyway, we lost on penalties in the last 16 to Spain. That was at the Japan World Cup. So that was the incident at Saipan. I'm not entirely sure how they're going to make a full movie out of it, but I am excited, and I'm sure there's enough of an aftermath to warrant a good movie. I think it'll be interesting.
You can almost imagine it in terms of like the beginning, the setup, getting there, the drama, the situation, then like the press,
the cheese sandwiches,
aftermath.
I'm excited to see what like dialogue they write.
Yes,
it'll have to be fairly accurate.
It would be, but I think Roy did write a book about it.
Okay,
he didn't write a book about it, but he wrote a book and it was in it.
He has documented
because there were certain players who backed Roy silently, but there was other players like Steve Staunton who backed Mick McCarthy and then became the captain.
Steve Staunton.
The cast is looking good too as well. Mick McCarthy to be played by Steve Coogan, which I'm excited for. Alan Partridge, and he's in Around the World in 80 Days and Night at the Museum and things like that. And Roy Keane is to be played by Aina Hardwick, who I remember from Normal People. He played Connell's friend.
Yes, I saw him in another film as well.
Yes.
I can't remember what it was called.
That's a good break for him.
He's excellent. Yeah. He's really, really good.
He's a really good actor. So the filmmakers, Barris, Dessau and Leyburn said, "We're thrilled to be working with this extraordinary cast and creative team to tell the story of an infamous moment in Irish and football history that drew battle lines across a nation, cast its hopes, dreams and sense of identity into disarray, and briefly made a tiny volcanic island in the Pacific one of the most famous places on earth, Saipan." So it got me thinking, what are some of the moments in, you know, Irish pop culture that you would like turned into a movie? I'd love you to have a think, and maybe even give me a little bit of a cast as well. Like, ooh, who would you like to play these characters? Voice notes 087-711-1038. What moment in Irish pop culture history should be made into a movie?
There's so much to
There's loads.
So much to work with.
But yeah, let us know what you think personally.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What other Irish pop culture moments would you love turned into a movie?
With that in mind, Jago's been on. What are you thinking?
Oh, I can't think of the girl's name. You know the girl from the north who got the date on her birthday wrong?
Nadine Coyle.
The passport?
Yeah, yeah.
The 5th like, of the 6th, 85.
Like, it's the only thing she has to remember. Like, yeah. To make
I know. You can go up to the bouncer at any stage.
I'd love to see the aftermath of that, like when she got home to her mom.
Wouldn't it be so good?
And then they rang the parents and all, and they're asking the dad for the passport and he's trying to get over.
It would be such a good movie. I would so watch it. Do you know who I'd like to suggest who plays Nadine Coyle? Nicola Coughlan.
Oh, yeah,
she can do the accent.
She can do the accent.
Yeah, very well. Yeah. Thanks, Jago. Yeah.
Jago, appreciate
it. Bye.
Irish version of Pop Stars that was from. I still remember.
Yeah. God. So, what are we thinking? Irish pop culture moments turned into movies. I'd like to kick it off with the takedown of Bloggers Unveiled.
Oh my God.
Wow. I think this would be an interesting movie. Kind of our own version of Gossip Girl. We could get Leighton Meester and Blake Lively. They play Blair and Serena, and we could have a real, you know what I mean?
Our own Wag of the Christie.
My God, yeah. Bloggers Unveiled. What a throwback. When was that?
It must have been. It was just before 2020, I want to say.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, like maybe 5 years. That's brilliant.
So yeah, that's what I want to love.
I wouldn't call this pop culture now, but I'd like to see a film about the horse meat scandal.
Yes.
Starring Sugar. bring him back.
Yeah, like it.
I would like to see, and I'm going to keep it very simple, the time Stormzy was in Ireland a couple of years ago for his gig in the Three Arena. And the excitement the next day when he went into Sparra North Walkey and bought a bottle of Lucozade. Because the impact that had on that whole area for days was unbelievable.
I don't remember that.
I went in and doorstepped the Sparra to try and find out what he bought in the shop and no one would talk to him.
It would be a nice documentary kind of, wouldn't it?
I would really like to see, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Lucozade Zero? Was it Lucozade Orange? Was it Lucozade Regular? Was it Lucozade Sport? I have so many questions.
People could recreate them all.
Yeah, I'd really enjoy that.
I really want to see the kind of the movie made about the tweet where Brian McFadden said he wanted to fight ISIS.
I actually had another Brian McFadden moment because it actually was huge and is deserving the moment he decided he left Westlife.
Oh yeah,
because the impact, there's those clips all the time
that was
big, shared from the news that day.
Oh, but they're bawling and crying.
Yeah, well, we could put that in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be just the early part of the film.
The main point of the movie is him fighting ISIS. That's what I specifically want.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he could be played by like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. Do you know what I mean? Someone really big and cool and massive.
I'd like to see the Celtic Tiger in cartoon. So I'd just like to see them.
It's a character
building giant, like just the whole film is cartoon, and it's just like the biggest, craziest houses you could ever imagine, and the bags and bags and bags of money.
Yeah, Brian Cowan playing the tiger.
I can see them all in cartoon. All
I don't want to turn into like something so typical, but it is a classic every year and it must be mentioned. You could call the movie something like My Annual Thrill, and it's just the guy living anonymously as the guy who falls on the ice every year in RT News when there's bad weather. You know, like he's just been still to this day. I think it's fascinating that no one knows who he is.
They did like a sketch on that on Republic of Telly. You should look it up on YouTube. It's very funny. It's just like The Man Who Slipped on the Ice, but they do like about as if he's a real guy in like his life, and he walks around like wearing a helmet and elbow pads all the time. So
that's very good.
I like that.
Also, the whole Gareth Brooks thing was huge.
Yeah.
I think I'd be fascinated to watch that day by day, as in like from the pressure that was put on like the residents' point of view, then eventually pulling the whole lot.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy. I was fascinated with the news at the time and all of that too. Any more for us?
All I'm thinking of is the millennial clock.
You always go back to the millennial
clock. I just can't believe they did that.
So what moment from Irish pop culture would you like to be seen on the big screen?
Let's go.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
I always enjoy that, particularly on a Tuesday.
Good morning. How are we all?
Ah, fantastic.
There's a sound on TikTok that's been used quite a lot since Armagh won the All-Ireland on Sunday.
Right.
And I cannot for the life of me get it out of my head. Having a clue what it means, by the way, so don't ask me, but I'm going to play it for you and it's so good. It sounds like this.
She stands for teaser, I suppose. Our furry and only.
And what's W?
The W stands for Lady Sam McGuire. The R
I think I'm from Armagh now. That's so great.
Good.
G stands for Geezer, I suppose, or for Rian O'Neill, and W stands for Winning Sam Maguire for the Armagh football team.
But W isn't in Armagh.
No, it's not.
What does G or spelling? W mean?
G or I don't know, but like there was this going around on TikTok for ages. It was like Armagh G or W, and I was like, what the hell is G or W? So I looked it up, and that's the song. I don't know why it's the song. I'm sure someone listening is from Armagh and knows the reason from it, but
put him out of his misery.
Who's Geezer? Who's Rian Maguire? I presume Rian is like the manager or something like that.
They must use the word Geezer.
Yeah, maybe they do.
I get all the references, but why those three letters?
No idea.
Do you know what I mean?
And I wonder how long the song has been around. Obviously, it's huge on TikTok now, but.
Massive.
I was thinking for a while, was it just created when they were doing so well this year? Because that's very impressive.
No, I think it's probably been around for a while. It is really, really catchy. My favourite, like, two things about Armagh football team that I really, really like. Their phrase that I saw painted everywhere is up your da, up your ma, and up Armagh.
Brilliant.
So, so good. And this.
She stands for teaser, I suppose. R for Rian O'Neill. And W stands for Winning Sam Maguire.
No,
don't apologise.
The Dubs will be back next year.
It's so good. Callum?
We have a little bit of insight. We just got a text in. An old-fashioned SMS, so I don't know who sent this in. GRW stands for Geezer Rules the World.
Okay.
Oh. GRW.
Interesting.
Still don't know who the Geezer is.
It must be something they say.
Maybe it is.
In our mind.
No, Geezer, I think, must be the manager. I think that's what they call him.
His name is McGeady or something, isn't it?
Rather than
Cockney rhyme with like, all right, me old geezer.
Yeah, it's McGee. Not that. Yeah, because that's too English as well. Yeah, so true. Yeah.
Somebody listen to this going,
yeah. God, I hate them.
These idiots.
The other day they realised Claire is in Munster.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning.
Morning.
I want to tell you about an entire book that was written without using a very important vowel if you want to express yourself, and that being the letter E, okay? This book was originally written in French back in 1969, so it's been around for a long time, and people have been branding this whole thing kind of crazy after picking up on that detail. Seems like a bit of a weird thing to do. It sounds like a challenge that Aisling would set herself for
it
the crack.
It does, totally does.
Like, yeah, it does. If Aisling ever gets a publishing deal, they say, Aisling, write the book, please. And she'll say,
but I'll only do it with my left hand or something.
Yeah, yeah. She'd do something weird like that. Just
God, am I that
more
weird?
Yeah, you are. It's called a lipo grammatic style of writing. Some writers do this to give themselves even more of a challenge.
Wow.
And essentially means that they purposely kind of constrain themselves, not allow certain letters. It would kind of limit your grammar, limit like your level of expression and all that.
You can't write the end at the end of it.
Yeah.
You can't update that.
Honestly, halfway through the book, you're like, why in God's name did I do this?
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because, as I said, it was originally written in French in 1969, but then it was translated by a guy called Gilbert Adair. But again, despite it being translated to English, he avoided the letter E. So from two different languages, he still managed to make it make sense.
Right, okay.
That's even more
so
hard.
The words are completely different, obviously, in French. The letter E appears in different words.
Oh.
And he managed to make the book make sense as it was in English.
That's insane.
I just think it's mad.
Go on, Gilbert.
Some people saying it's, quote, horrific to read. Sounds like it was written by someone pretending to be human. Someone else said it was genuinely irritating to read the word so that many times.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
Someone said, I don't like this. Interesting, yes. Uncomfortable, also yes. Will I give you an extract?
I said, I say so. So did he.
Yay.
Very good.
This is just an example, right? So no letter E appears here.
Okay.
In our parks, I want ponds with goldfish, fancy ducks and big swans, rowboats, islands with arbors and lots of shrubs that blossom. And then it goes on.
Yeah, he's doing well so far.
Yeah,
so
now we've about 500 pages to go. So I think that all of us ought to pitch in and put a bright array of natural aids round about, both in our shopping district and suburbs. For you know that old saying that a charming thing is a joy always. It works.
That is impressive. Like.
God, I think that's really good.
Really good.
You can't use the word the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Oh my God.
That's like the most common word.
There has to be one. There has to be like just one.
Actually would be more fun. Find
you find it. If you find it, you win.
Yeah.
That's what Aisling would do if she got a publisher.
Yeah.
If you're the reader and you find the letter E, you win.
I'll send you out a goodie bag.
IMC Cinema Pass.
So here's the thing. With that in mind, we're going to play Sabrina Carpenter. We're going to play Kylie Minogue.
Oh no.
By the time we come back, Dave and Aisling, I want you both to write a paragraph on specific things without using specific letters, okay?
I love it.
What are the specific things?
Dave, up to you first. Get your pen and paper ready.
Okay.
I'd like you to write a paragraph about football without using the letter U.
Grand.
Grand? Whoa.
How do you name your team?
Manchester United.
Manchester.
That doesn't make sense.
The biggest team in Manchester.
Cubby City. Aisling.
Yeah.
I'd like you to write a paragraph about your stray cat, Mr. Plops, without using the letter A.
That's fine.
Is it now, yeah?
Probably not, no.
We should give one for Emma, too, to be fair.
Yeah, we should.
Can you think of something?
Tell us about your first kiss.
Yeah, without using the letter?
You pick.
A.
Another A.
And let's go. Will we go for A?
Yeah.
A's good.
I forgot to say. A's really good. Okay, we'll come back with them in a sec. I'm just telling you about a book that was released way back when in French in 1969. And this author decided to challenge themselves in a big way because they wrote the entire book without using the letter E.
It's so impressive.
It was then even more, like that's even more of a challenge, I think, because later then a guy called Gilbert Adair, he took the French version and he translated it to English without using the letter E and like made it coherent and make sense like the original book in French
without using
the letter E. So a lot going on there. I now want someone Spanish to take that book, translate it to Spanish without using the letter E and see how we get on and how like you know the Chinese whispers, how much far away from the original point.
Yeah, and then retranslate it and see if it even is the same story. Yeah.
I thought that'd be pretty cool. But with that in mind, I said this morning, I think we should kind of take on the challenge ourselves. By the way, we've just discussed off air, this is a great challenge for teachers to put to their pupils.
It is, because it forces you to use different words.
Yeah. So I told Dave, write a paragraph about football without using the letter U. Aisling, I had one for you and you'd one for me. Dave, you're off. What have you got?
I only tried to use the letter U once.
Oh, U is kind of the easiest of the vowels.
It really was.
To get rid of, isn't it?
I love football more than anything. Manchester is the place to be for the biggest team, and it's not City.
Oh, damn you.
Rashford, Martinez, Hoyland, Maynou all make the Red Devils. Old Trafford, the theatre of dreams. Eric Ten Hag, the manager we believe in. And Ineos, the new owners who are already making a difference. 2025 season will be amazing. Has to be better than last season anyway.
Spell Maynou.
M-A-I-N-O-O.
Wow. I'll give it to you.
Sorry, fair play.
Let's go.
I didn't hear anything after Maynou because I thought I caught you. Yeah,
I knew you did. I knew they did.
All right, Ash, I said to you, write a paragraph about your stray cat, Mr. Plops, without using the letter A.
Yeah, this was obviously way harder than Dave's. The letter A is around a lot, including in the word cat. Yeah. So here we go. The kitty comes in the night, meowing for crunchies, but we do not stir. In the morning, she drops one plop to get our tension.
Tension.
In she comes with a swish of her long thing on the end. Rolling on the rug, she receives her belly rub. Sometimes we give her wet food in pouch. When night comes, she is dumped out with stick of beef. Meow, meow. Night, night, Mr. Plops. See you tomorrow. The end.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. And then, Emma, you had to write about
your first kiss
without using the letter A.
Once I kissed young boy. When young myself. My first time kissing someone's lips. Not much fun. Not wonderful kisser. But frigid, I no longer enjoy it. My friends counted. They told me it last. No. They told me it went on for 17 seconds.
Okay. VAR that now, I think.
No, I'm good. Producer Callum.
So, we've had a couple of messages in here. It's not. I can't claim this as something that I've spotted, but people have sounded a letter used klaxon. And I have to refer to David Hammond.
No!
So, Emma, can you just remind us what Dave had to do there?
I said, Dave, write a paragraph of football without using the letter U.
The letter U. And would you talk about the sentence about Hoyland, please?
Yes, Rashford, Martinez, Hoyland, Maynou all make the Red Devils.
Okay, then you are still out because Hoyland is spelt
no
H-O-J-L-U-N-D. No! So he tried.
The easiest letter.
Tried,
I thought it was H-O-I-J-L-A-N-D.
He was
no.
So cocky. It was such an easy letter.
Fair play to Noel and Cormac, who both got in on WhatsApp
no,
there to
it.
Rat you out.
Thank you so much, folks.
Guys, it's very, like, you need to keep an eye on us, okay? To make sure we're on the straight and narrow.
We are playing One Foot in the Rave. This is where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune and you have to guess it. If you guess it within the very first day on 0.2 seconds of a clip, you'll win 10 IMC Cinema Passes. This is the second day of it. No one guessed it yesterday, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we're up to 0.4 seconds of a clip, which is good.
It might seem hard to believe, but we have had winners on this on day one, which sounds like this. Like day two sounds like this.
Insane. So like it is very, very short, but like that when you hear the 0.2 versus when you hear the 0.4, you're like, God, that's like miles
long. It's double the length.
And you realise how much like you can get in 0.2 of a second into a song. You know what I mean? In terms of the production and all the rest.
So 8 IMC Cinema Passes up for grabs if it's guessed today.
What are you up to this morning, Cheryl?
Just going to the pet shop now and then heading to work.
Pet shop?
What are you getting in the pet shop?
Don't say food.
Locust food.
Oh, that, no, to be fair, that is kind of cool. Do you have a snake? Do you have a lizard? What do you have?
I have a bearded dragon and a Pac-Man frog.
That's so cool.
And a frog, you saved us. Cool.
And do you ever take them out of their little enclosures?
Yeah, no, they come out. They have harnesses. Their lizard has a harness. He comes out sometimes and walks around.
Like
can we just not play the game and just talk to you about your pets for the next 20 minutes?
Next, what are the pets' names?
That one is Chunk and the other one is Callie.
Well, listen, we have a game to play with you. Would you? We want to get you to the cinema 8 times. We are playing a game called One Foot in the Rave. This is the clip. And you think you know what the dance song is. What are you saying, Cheryl?
Show Me Love, Robin S.
Ooh, Show Me Love, Robin
tune.
S. A classic dance tune, but it's not the one today.
Ah, damn it. Good guess, though,
our
Cheryl.
Our locust expensive, Cheryl.
No, it's actually very cheap to look at her.
Grant,
that's good. You actually sound like you have it all together.
You do, to be fair.
I trust you with a bearded dragon. Not a real dragon.
Cheryl, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. We also have Emma standing by. Emma, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, good, good. All right, Emma, you're on to play One Foot in the Rave. This is the clip. Do you have any idea what that dance song is? Because I don't.
Well, my daughter says it's Blow Your Mind by Dua Lipa.
Blow Your Mind.
That's a bit of a rogue Dua Lipa track, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm afraid it's wrong.
I thought maybe Ash would do that just to mess with people.
Mm. I think I'd get in trouble if
great
it goes
guess,
on.
Though, Emma.
But it is, yeah. A left field, but a good guess. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
Good luck, Emma. Have a great day.
I'd really like this to be one today because I'm dying to know myself what it is.
Yeah.
You know? I know.
I say we'll guess it though. If it's not guessed after this one, can we play like the longer clip, the 0.6 seconds?
I'm sure we can.
Okay,
but first, maybe Noel has it. We were talking to Noel on the show yesterday. Were you born in December as well then, Noel?
I was. What gave it away?
Classic. Wow, everybody.
Noel, you think you know what this dance song is. Have a listen again. What are you saying?
I'm saying Zombie Nation.
Zombie Nation.
What a good one. Sadly, not the one that's going to win it for you.
Damn it. These are good guesses. Neither of them are right.
They are very much going on my playlist suggestions. So thanks for that.
Good. Thanks for ruling it out. Good guess. Thank you so much for playing.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
All right. Do you want to hear tomorrow's clip?
Yes, obviously.
Here it is.
It's still the thing I thought it was 20 minutes ago.
See, when you get one into your head, it's very hard to get it out. Give it another go.
That's driving me nuts.
I know what it is. I already said my guess is wrong, so I'm fuming.
I have to wait till tomorrow.
We'll play again at the same time here at Spin for 6 IMC Cinema Passes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have a question for you. I'm looking for your advice. Yesterday, I went to eat a yogurt and I peeled off the lid of the yogurt and then I went, I actually don't really feel like this right now. Mm-hmm. And I put the yogurt back in the fridge and I put the peely stick back on. Okay. Just laid it on top.
Yeah.
Is that dodgy to eat there
today?
Nah,
it's now? Grand.
It's in the fridge.
I probably would have put a bit of cling film on it just to kind of keep it all sucked
just kinda
in.
Just kind of laid it on top.
I have leftover food like after 4 days and it's fine.
There's something about fridge air that makes me feel weird.
I know. I'd be scared that like...
I actually totally get what you mean.
If you've got like vegetables in there that when you take the first bite of your yogurt it'll taste like a carrot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
I made taco bowl yesterday. It tastes like... Mexican.
This tastes like yogurt.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.